And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAUT full studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com. Can't have it heckin' lively. Oh, we got to meet him at the Vaccine Education Summit. He's co-author of the book Plague with Judy Mikovits. I'll be on in the next hour. And it's time to talk to him. This is, you know, this child abuse in the form of vaccines done by the same bad guys of being bad and never did bad. Bad, 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 bad. That's what I'm saying. Freedom, good. How many bads you going to... Yeah, but Ernie, they... I go, man, you know what you're going to do? Add another bad? I mean, these guys are bad, they're bad, they're bad. And Kent knows that more than most. Kent Heckin' Lively is a science teacher, an attorney, and a founding editor of Age of Autism. During college, Heckin' Lively worked for U.S. Senator Pete Wilson and was the school's Rhodes Scholar candidate. In law school, he was a writer and editor of the school's law review and spent his summers working for the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Francisco. In the summer of 2010-11, Heckin' Lively attended the Teacher Research Academy at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories, spent 8 weeks in a virus lab investigating the expression of microRNAs in a monkey model of Ebola infection. Kent is also a member of the Compass Group, a consortium of autism parents, leading scientists, and philanthropists in Silicon Valley looking for answers to neuroimmune diseases. Wow. Well, let's go on. This is entertaining. Kent served on the executive council of the San Ramon Valley Education Association for several years and was the health and safety committee chairman for the teachers union, representing more than 1,600 educators, therapists, and psychologists. I must confess that the 2 years spent writing Plague have changed many of my views, says Heckin' Lively. I've been deeply impressed by the humanity and compassion of so many scientists, while at the same time have become more keenly aware of the political and financial obstacles that prevent scientists from making the kind of significant contributions to the well-being of society that they dreamed of at the beginning of their careers. In the fight against chronic diseases, Kent finds great wisdom in the strategy used by Nelson Mandela in South Africa. Mandela believed change could only come about when one engaged in Satyagraha. I'm going to find out what that is. A Buddhist concept which insists on speaking the absolute truth, while at the same time practicing ahimsa, a commitment not to harm those who might be your adversaries. Love. This is, you know, child abuse at another level. Society, see, it's just, they're evil, bad guys. Kent's going to help us see the light. Welcome to the show, Kent. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot, Ernie. Happy to be here.
This is, it seems obvious that your path is, you know, you chose the light. You're like, you know, let's do good and be in, aren't you supposed to be in the position of helping and we're getting, and not so much. I'm, you know, before we get at the end of this segment, we got a few minutes. You know, tell us what your motivation for pursuit and research on this line of, you know, this method of child abuse and what sustains you, what motivates you to go when you have a systemic, they don't want to do it.
You know, I think I have to give a lot of credit to my Sicilian mother, who, you know, when you are Sicilian, you just believe things very strongly, and it doesn't matter the size of your enemy. Right is right, and wrong is wrong, and you find out what's true, and you believe in God, and you hope that you can be sustained through the fight.
This is how sustained have you been? I mean, it's you have an autistic child, do you not?
Yes, I do.
And was that the kind of obviously, I'm sure that was a big motivator. It's tell us about that.
Yeah, so it was really sort of interesting what happened with my two children. So my wife and I had our first child, Jacqueline, who was born normally developing. Then she went to her 6-month checkup and got her shots. And it was after that we noticed that there was starting to be a decline with her, followed by a seizure disorder, later autism. But we were new parents, and we really didn't think it had anything to do with the vaccinations. We thought that, we just kind of, drew a bad hand in the genetic lottery. And then along came our son, Ben, and for reasons unrelated to autism, we kept him on a hypoallergenic milk formula until he's about 15 months old. And, then that gets kind of expensive, and so we took him off it. And then I actually took Ben to his 18-month checkup, and because I thought the pediatrician had missed something at my daughter's 6-month checkup, she ran Ben through an entire developmental checkup. He passed with flying colors. He had 15, 20 words, looking appropriately, everything great, gets his shots. 3 days later, he's mute and pounding his head on the floor. And so I just said to myself, oh, my God, this is real, this thing that I had thought was crazy. And then luckily, by the grace of God, within a couple days, I ran across a gluten casein-free diet, put both kids on it, and after 12 days, my son Ben said his first word again. And it was like we stopped whatever was going on that would lead to autism. Well, it had been too deeply established in my daughter for it to have much effect on her. But for my son, it took him about a year to catch up in language with his peers. My wife's a speech therapist, so she's a trained observer of these things. It took about 2 years for his sensory problems to go away, but he entered kindergarten as a normal 5-year-old, and he's 16 years old now. He's driving. He's a good student. He's an athlete. He's on the track team, and my daughter can barely walk. So we really, I say that I live the American dream and the American nightmare, because I've got one child who's totally healthy, and, I just enjoy that. And then I have another child who's very severely impacted. So I think that, that sustains me. I see that the good, and I see what's gone wrong in our society, and I'm going to fight for that as long as I have energy.
This is, it's interesting to understand what you're fighting against. When you go, who do you go to? You go to different department. You go to the blue pages and the white pages. I remember, a lot of these young kids don't even know what we're talking about. But I'm going, you have a phone book, and you'll have the white pages, the yellow pages, and in the front, there's thin a few pages of the blue pages. That's the government. You know what? I need to report. I go to the blue page. I'm going to go to some department of, man, look what you need to, how'd that work out? What's the government's role in all this?
Well, the government's role is that they have been promoting vaccines, and they have done it mostly through social pressure. I live in California, and now we're getting legal pressure in the form of SB 277, which will deny a child a public education if they aren't vaccinated according to the CDC schedule, something that I find truly horrifying.
Yeah, this is... So they're not the good guys? I mean, when you have evidence, and we have a new president-elect, Trump's coming in, he even said things like, this vaccination thing, not so much. They didn't do their youngest son. They're, so you go, all right, well, all forms of manipulation, harm, damage done children and people, you're going to go get some, going to get it, going to do it. What do you think's going to happen?
I think we're in a really exciting time. Actually, one of the things that's in my book, Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism, is something that I think is blockbuster, which is that Trump actually met with a number of our autism groups and pledged his support to us. He met with us on August 11th, 2016 at Kimisee, Florida, spent about 50 minutes with us, met with Dr. Andy Wakefield. He promised to watch the movie Vaxxed, from cover up to catastrophe. So I'm really, you know, as much as I'm ever thinking well of politicians, I'm hopeful.
Okay, we're in break. We'll be right back.
Exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
This is your Roberts & Roberts Brokerage Daily Precious Metals Update. In early trading Monday, gold is $5 higher at $1,215 per ounce. Silver is 8 cents higher at $16.72 per ounce. Bitcoin is trading at $734. With prices lower, this is an excellent time to diversify your savings into gold and silver. Ask us about it today. Call 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Father?
Come in, come in.
A rebellion has begun.
Under whom?
A commoner named William Wallace.
He will embrace this rebellion. Supported from our lands in the north, I will gain English favor by condemning it and ordering it opposed from our lands in the south. Sit down. Stay a while.
And we're going to find out if this scene is playing out in all kinds of things like, you know, the vaccine stuff, you know, child abuse in many other ways, all of these Clinton Foundation emails of the inside look of WikiLeaks and how they really and who's going to do it. Because it's more than just the child abuse. It is things like the vaccination. It's things like foreign policy. It's things like, you know, war. It's things like it's so much stuff. And you got, no, you oppose it. I'll support it. And then, you know, we'll be on the winning side. You have Donald Trump. You know, he's taking this on. I'm going, okay. You know, maybe we got something. We'll see what, you know, he's made some commitments and promises. And then it's going to be proof in the pudding. You know, what is going to happen? How are we going to determine that the government's doing its job? So I asked Kent, heckin' lively. He's in the middle of all of this, and he's got commitments. What are you looking for from the Trump administration to demonstrate their justification to exist?
Well, I think that there are a couple things that can be done. First thing that needs to be done is my book, Inoculated, concerns mostly the allegations of a whistleblower scientist from the CDC, Dr. William Thompson, who's turned over more than 10,000 documents to Congress and is asking to be subpoenaed. So he is currently under investigation by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, chaired by Congressman Jason Chaffetz. So we want the CDC whistleblower to be called to testify before Congress. He's been waiting, I think, 2.5 years to testify. So hopefully in a Trump administration, that will happen very quickly. The other thing that I want to alert your listeners to is something that I think is the genesis of this cesspool of corruption, which is the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which is probably the first time many of your listeners are hearing about it. So in 1986, what they decided was to take the vaccines out of the traditional civil court system and put them in a special court. And it's really kind of a joke to even call it a court, because in a traditional court, you can subpoena a company for documents about their products. You can subpoena experts and witnesses and all this other sort of thing. And this court has no power. So let me put it really simply to your listeners. if they're making their toast this morning in their toaster and the toaster catches fire and burns down their kitchen, they can sue the company that made the toaster. They can find the records of all the complaints that have been lodged against that company for toasters catching fire. They can subpoena the engineers who designed the toaster. They can do all these things. And that's what hopefully keeps our product safe. There is no such right on vaccines. So how is it that when we have something so important, like the health of our children, these products that we are injecting directly into our bloodstreams, we're not allowed to even question the companies or get any information about it. And yet for something as stupid as a toaster, you know, we can, you know, investigate, you know, all day long. It's just a crazy situation. And so the real point of my book is showing how this bad law, the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, has really created a 30-year disaster with vaccines.
It's always the opposite of whatever the title is.
That's right.
No, I mean, it's like they're messing with you.
Yeah.
You know, they're just over there wringing their hands going, what shall we call it? I mean, you know, these guys are bad. Bad, bad, bad. So let's get into some of the individuals that, you know, created this environment. Who do you blame? Is there some single legislator? Is it a lobbyist with a big checkbook? Is it, you know, I mean, what are we up against?
Well, you know, it's really interesting to actually go back into the history of it. In Congress, one of the people who really pushed it was Congressman Henry Waxman out of Southern California. And he was supported by the pharmaceutical industry. And it was really interesting to actually go back to when this legislation was passed and signed into law by President Reagan. And when Reagan signed it, he actually said in his signing statement, "I am signing this law with significant reservations because I am concerned that there is not a separation of powers here. And I am hopeful that the next Congress will fix these problems." So, and it was also kind of interesting to read that the Justice Department under Reagan actually opposed this law, and that opinion was written by Ambassador John Bolton, who was an assistant attorney general at the time. So when you go back and you look at this and you say, you know, and what I love about shows like yours, Ernie, is that you look at constitutional principles. Well, one of the big constitutional principles is that we have a separation of powers. We got everybody looking over everybody's shoulders. And with this law, we don't have that. So it's not a surprise that an absolute train wreck has happened with vaccines when you go back and you look at this law. It was just not designed to function with human beings.
And the people involved, you got this one, Wax, I remember hearing his name, bad guy, okay? And these guys advertise their bad guy, you know, status with a badge or an armband of, you know, I'm a bad guy, give me all kinds and I'll bad guy for you. Okay, we'll make sure you keep getting elected to be a bad guy for us. And I'm wondering, was there opposition? Is there somebody on the other side? Is there some journalist that's going to be screaming? It just has to be a father with autistic children that has to write books and does to investigate. I mean, what is the freaking point of having government when their whole sole purpose was to defend our individual rights and go after bad guys, and they're the biggest bad guys of the bad guys?
You know, I wish I had a great answer for you. One journalist who's been really good for our side has been Cheryl Atkinson. She has really done great work on this. She hasn't gotten a lot of credit for it. I'm hopeful that I really trust the people. I mean, and that's why I'm going on so many radio shows. It's really been interesting because we just started our pitch to radio stations, and I'm already booked on like 25 shows, and I have another 20 shows that are considering me. So I really think that this needs to be a people's revolt. I think that people need to stand up, and if we stand up, the politicians will take notice.
Yeah, got a name on one. I mean, we have Trump. You know,
our group met with Jason Chaffetz, and I think Jason Chaffetz is, you know, he was only supposed to meet with our group for about an hour, and he met with us for over an hour and a half. And they're actively investigating the whistleblower story. And one of the comments that our group had made to him was, well, gee, you know, it seems like when Flint, Michigan happened, you had those guys in front of your committee within a month of the story breaking. And Chaffetz
had... Hear that music?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to turn off, man. All right. When you make a note where you are right there, because I want to hear it not over music, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, keep your point right there. We'll be right back with Kent Heckenlively. Yeah, his new book, Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. Kent Heckenlively, a teacher, a science teacher, an attorney, and founding editor of Age of Autism, has a new book out, Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. We left off, you were explaining something for us. I want to, you know, get that on the show. Go ahead and pick it up from there, would you, Kent?
Yeah, so you had asked if there were any politicians who are supportive of this effort, and I wanted to point out Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who is chairman of the House Oversight Committee. So they've been investigating the CDC whistleblower allegations. They met with our group, and it was only supposed to be a half-an-hour meeting. It ended up being an hour-and-a-half meeting. We really, you know, challenged him directly. We said things like, why is it that, you know, within a month of the Flint, Michigan story breaking about the
water,
that you had people in front of your committee testifying about it? And the response was, well, actually, we'd been investigating that for over a year before it broke in the media. So they're doing their investigation. Another person I want to point out in Congress is Congressman William Posey, who is the one who received the whistleblower documents, more than 10,000 documents, showing the CDC's cover-up of a link between the MMR vaccine and autism. Also, people like Congressman Dan Burton and Congressman Dave Weldon, they've done great work in this. And one of the things that I was actually surprised on when I did my investigating, because I didn't have that high of an opinion of Congress, is to find that there were actually congressmen who had done really excellent work. But if the media doesn't report it, it's as if they never did the work at all. So I highlight the work of those congressmen in the book as well.
Yeah, whoa, freaking whoa, all right? I am like, do I give a crap? You know, of course the media, you know, you think they, I already know they're bad. You know, in Congress, they're bad, and they're waiting on the media to do the work for them. Don't they vote? Don't they put in law? Don't they pass stuff?
Well, what happens is, I can't say that Congress overall has done a great job. I can say that there have been some individual congressmen.
No, see, Kent, I've been doing this for 30 years. Let me tell you what happens.
Okay.
There's always that one guy that comes in, yeah, I'm the champion of I got, ooh, and kind of, you know, and then back in the back rooms, they're going, yeah, okay, what do you want? How are we going to negotiate this? And look at all this, and this one guy whistle blew on this. We have all that. What can we get concessions for, and who gets appointed to how we're going to use the information? Screw the abused children. Screw it. We just need some kind of something, something we can hang our hat on. We're good guys, and we negotiate it for something else, and we get to invade Somalia or something. I mean, it's all horse trading, and I want to know who's putting stuff up, and then the people, they always, hey, unless the people care, we don't care. I'll put it in. It's like, you know, the pre-filed bills of the new legislation, legislative bodies are coming in, Congress and the state legislatures and so on. And you will see in the first week in January, there's going to be 5 gazillion billion bills introduced. They may pass 1,000 new laws here in Arizona in this coming next 6 months. But there will be a gazillion more that are filed. And then they come out and they put their chest out. Well, I filed and we got through the committee of we did and I traded it for some other crap that we wanted. And I'm going, no, I don't know. I already know, Kent, until they do something, they got President Trump sitting up there to help and defend the children, kind of. If they don't do anything, what are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to go on as many radio shows and talk it up as much as I can, because and what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get people to read the book so they can see that what I'm talking about is, you know, the majority of my book comes from documents that I have received from Congress. I mean, I jokingly say that I've gone full Edward Snowden. I applied to Congressman William Posey's office for the whistleblower documents, and I got them, and I wrote about them. You know, how much of a radical do I have to be in order to, you know, talk about something that was released to me by a congressional office? It really is, people need to wake up. They need to wake up because, you know, here I am in California, and I feel like I have been raising my voice, and I've seen the protests at the Capitol and everything, and when we have protests at the Capitols, we outnumber the opposition, you know, 20-1, and nothing happens. And, you know, when you have vaccination rates of like 95%, you find yourself going, you know, my God, the people are not listening. If we got 10 to 15% of the population to stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore, things would change pretty dramatically, because they couldn't paint us as these out-of-touch radicals, you know, these anti-science radicals. You know, we're asking for more science. We're wondering, why is it that you scientists can't tell us why this stuff is going on?
Because they're corrupt. This is, you know, I just saw, God, was it last night or night before, I was watching the latest Family Guy. Did you hear about this? It's all about vaccines. You know, it's little Stewie. Do we get him the vaccine or not? We do. We don't. We do. We don't. And then it's kind of, they got kind of both sides, and you know, and the wife is, I can't remember the name. You know, Peter and whatever her name is. The his wife is there going, no, it's my child, my right, and saying all the right stuff and everything. Oh, and then it's a big giant measles outbreak, and they all kind of. So you kind of got both sides a little bit. It was just Seth MacFarlane and Family Guy said, yeah, you've been Hollywood propagandized this whole thing. You know, where you think this episode has been? You know, I mean, they make that acknowledgement. But yeah. I'm going, okay, was it pro, anti? I probably had a, you need to vaccinate, you know, bias in there, but they at least got the issue out. Yeah. And this is where, you know, it's starting to become part of pop culture. It's starting to become an issue. And I'm going, when these legislators, and they do this stuff, oh, yeah, I'm on the right side of this. I've always been against it. We've always been at war with Eurasia. You know, I'm like, oh, this is, it doesn't mean anything. I've seen this for decades, Kent, until they actually get a bill in there. And people, I want to see the numbers. I want to see the vote totals. I want to see, and they'll do everything they can to not have that happen. Not. And you got Trump in there, and I'm looking, I'm holding everybody's feet to the fire on this Trump thing. Oh, yeah? You got Trump. You think there's going to be a lot of big changes and difference? Well, how about, you know, abused children in every freaking conceivable form? You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, how long are you going to give them, Kent? How long?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask that question, because I knew about the Trump meeting before the election, and I planned my book to come out shortly after the election in the hope that he would get elected. And then within a week of the election, I published an article in the Bolin Report about specifically about the Trump-Wakefield meeting. Some other people had published some stuff earlier, but I gave a lot more detail about it. And somebody had said to me, oh, are you a real Trump lover? And I said, well, no, actually, what I'm you don't understand. What I'm actually doing is I'm holding his feet to the fire. Because I'm saying, you met with us, you told us that you were going to watch Vax, you told us that we were going to love what you were going to do with it, so I'm putting it out there. And it was kind of funny, because within a week of me that article being published, I got a call from, or an email from a writer for the journal Science going, oh, could you please tell me all about that? And, well, I know what science does. They're, you know, as corrupt as anybody.
Yeah, they're the reporter. They're the front team. They're the intelligence gathering of on the in the meetings of doing find out what you know and doing report back and screw you.
Yeah, it was so funny, because the reporter actually said, oh, could you give me the audio tapes of your interviews with those who were there so I can authenticate them? And I said, okay, you know, I did a little investigation on the guy, and I found out he's like 22 years old. And I'm like, oh, you, really? You're an audio authenticator, for God's sakes? And so I wrote him back.
Could be.
I wrote him back this real quick email, and I said, thank you for your inquiry. No. That was it.
I know a lot of times I need a 20. Where's a 22-year-old when you need one? I mean, you know, I'm sorry. You think I trust what's going to happen here? You know, I've been through this on every pick the issue. You know, gun rights, you know, water purity, fluoridation, war, and it happens exactly this way. Exactly. There's this one guy, the man champion of, hold off. Now, don't stop, ruffle too many feathers. We're getting some movement. We got a little bit. We got some cooperation with, and we're right next to you. You just need to shut up for a little while, and we're going to fix it. And if you'll be, and then if not, you'll be on the other side, and we won't be your friend anymore.
This is Donnie Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I specialize in helping you find the real estate that fits your needs. Whether you are looking to purchase a home or a piece of land, whether it's in town or a rural setting, I can help you find exactly what you are looking for. Most of us are aware of the turbulent times ahead and will need to settle in a place that will suit our particular desires, not only to protect our families, but to thrive in the coming downturn of the economy. Unfortunately, that time is not in the future, but it is upon us, and if you are going to get ahead of the game, now is the time to prepare. Qualifying options for new loans are narrowing, the dollars being devalued every day, and living expenses are on the rise. So I have created a useful tool on my webpage at DonnaHancock.com that will allow you to search for properties at your leisure that are of interest to you. Simply click on the Search MLS tab at the top of my webpage to begin your search today. Start preparing for your future, and when you are ready to move forward with your home or land buying purchase, we can work together to get you and your family ready to flourish. Feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, and let's get started today.
Okay, Ken, I'm going to be a dick about this, all right? Because I've been through this so many times. You're in a position of you get close to it, and you feel the warmth of the fire, and you think that you're going to burn down the blah, blah, blah. I have been through this so many times, and it's going to be, God, man, Ernie Hughes, damn, he saw what I go, yes, I did, okay? So I am like, I'm going to be on the, how long are we supposed to wait?
Oh, I'm not waiting. That's why I'm going on shows. I'm talking about it.
No, let me tell you how long, what I'm talking about waiting, before you turn on Trump and every one of these Congress, they're not, you're not doing it, you son, yeah, but you don't understand how, yes, I do understand how it works. It's delay, 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 deny. Rights delayed, rights denied. How many more million kids get this stuff, you know, without, because they're going to have tons, you're going to be up against, you're going to be distracted by tons of legislation that's going to be introduced this legislative cycle. And they are going to do mandates like you wouldn't believe. They got the, you know, their million-dollar grant prize women in government crap that they're dealing with. You know, that's a coming. That's not even going to slow down. It's going to speed up, in fact. I'm telling you, Kent, this is, I smell some blood in the water. And, it, you know, when they're down on the mat, you kick them in the face and leave a scar to remember you by. I mean, this is, they are not going to go away. This is way, we're talking gazillions of dollars.
I understand that. And, you know, all I can say is I think that there's been a lot of movement from this film Vax that has helped. We're getting a lot of allies. We're getting a lot of people. We're building a real movement. I kind of feel like inoculated as the second stage of the Vaxed rocket. And we're just going to keep going. And we're getting people to our side. We're making alliances with people. One of the groups we've made an alliance with is March Against Monsanto, so we're getting the GMO people. I think we're going to get the Liberty people. I think we're getting a lot of help from different religious organizations because we're pointing out, you know, how this is violating their religious rights. So what's kind of interesting to me about this, Ernie, is once a person gets on this bandwagon, they don't stop. We don't get people falling back. So when we get people to our side, it becomes a way of life. And there's another great group that's founded called Learn the Risk, founded by Brandy Vaughn, who's a former pharmaceutical insider. She's putting up billboards all over the state of California, bringing up these things. And you know, I really think the movement is growing.
Oh, no, it's growing. But politicians are not going to change and get in front of the parade until it's a big giant everybody's on in the parade. And I'm going, you know, then what the hell good are you people? You know, seriously. All right, here we're coming back.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Yeah, no ROADs, we're going to ROADs. roads or whatever, you know. I'm just saying, this is, we're going three-dimensional of the flying house. You know, I want to get, you know, the truth out and skip to the end and kind of, and all this government, we're going to pass a law. I'm a bill. I'm just a bill, a law, and kind of rights delayed, rights denied, and people die, dead, mess up their entire life. Autism is just a tip of this thing. There's so much more. And I am like, if we're putting our faith in Congress, you know, I'm just like, I want to yank my hair out. All I see is dead bodies. That's all I see is more dead bodies, more damaged people, more. And then you got Trump in there doing the promise of change, hope and change. We're going to get some change. Well, you better freaking get on it. You know, like my first 100-day kind of rock and roll and whatnot. And they build up a, we already said he's not going to prosecute Hillary. And it's not just, you know, using the email server. He mentioned the Clinton Foundation. They suffered enough. What? You know, what? What? Are we going to get a wall? Not that I cared about a wall. I think it's stupid. But, you know, you're whatever. You know, I'm just, I see this so many times. So I got to go to camp, man. I'm telling you, you know, I need some standard. I need some, you know, you get a lot of attention. You do a lot of, you know, yeah, I want to see legislation. I want to see them doing their job. You know, and what is the whole reason of having government? Why even go to them? What are they going to do for you, Kent?
So here are the four recommendations or four demands that we have. Number one is that the Congress call Dr. William Thompson to testify before the House committee. We want the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act to be repealed. We want the MMR shot to be broken up into individual components. And we want a change in the way vaccines are labeled. Currently, they're labeled as a public health measure. We want them classified as pharmaceuticals, which subjects them to a completely different and more rigorous standard of testing. And I think if we do those four things, and those are four simple things that I think pretty much anybody could get behind, then we will put an end to this epidemic and we will get the truth. That's all we want.
Okay, do your list again. What was the first or second one I wanted to scream? Go ahead.
Okay, so the first one is we want Congress to subpoena Dr. William Thompson.
Okay, now let me ask this one point. Did they already subpoena a court subpoena of that gentleman to testify in a court? Didn't they already subpoena him?
A court did, and the government denied it.
Government? How did they? When does that happen? When you have we subpoena this individual to give testimony, in this case, he has material information or whatever, and then the government says, no, he's not going to honor that subpoena. I'm like, what kind of government is that? Who the hell, what? How does that even happen? When does that happen?
It's a lawless government.
When does that ever happen before? You have a government come in, you know what? It's not going to serve the interest of the government, so we're not going to let him testify.
I know.
I mean, did that or did that not happen, Kent?
That did happen.
Okay, so now you're going to government and say, you know, we want him to testify, not even in a case. You know, okay, he doesn't have to testify in this case. We'll just let's go before Congress. Let's go have him testify before Congress so we can all wring our hands and delay it another 6 months.
Yeah.
You see my point? Are you feeling me? What the hell good is this government when you come in with, you got a court subpoena for somebody to testify on important information like saving lives and children, and they go, not so much.
Yeah. I completely agree with you.
Well, then they go, screw this congressional, who the hell are, I don't give a crap about them. You know, I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to delay it one more time and let go by this whole thing. That some government, and who was the government agency that said he didn't want to testify? It was his boss at the CDC.
Yep.
All right, they goes, we're not going to let him testify. Who the F are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then that's not the issue. That is the issue. And it's not even being brought up. We're going to go get him before Congress. You're killing me, Kent. You're killing me, man.
Well, I think it matters who's at the top of the government. So, I mean, it is one thing to say that Trump has met with us when none of the Democrats would meet with us. He has spoken quite strongly about vaccinations, even during the presidential debate. He didn't back down. So I hate to say that to some extent we're going to have to bring the issue up, and people are going to have to bring the issue up. Because, Ernie, if 20% of the citizens of California said, no, I'm not going to vaccinate my child according to your schedule, I'm going to pull them out of school, the school districts would collapse because of the lack of funding.
No, there's your solution right there. And then they'll just pass a law saying, no, you're going to fund it anyway, and you kind of sort it, and we tax, and like Dallas. I'll give you an example. Here in Phoenix, man, it is financially, it's going down. It's going to get a lot worse. And one thing was not going to be funded was, of course, the police and fire, you know, pensions and so on. We just had Dallas mayor come out and say, oh, yep, the police pension's going to break and we're going into bankruptcy. Kind of, what did they do here in Arizona? They passed an initiative saying we can tax you as much in any way we can to whatever to make sure that our police and fire pensions are fully funded. Get over it, bend over, here it comes. There's no nothing. It's just, you know, they just pass and change and delay and do whatever they want. And I'm looking at this issue and I'm going, at how long before I'm looking at first 100 days. If you can't save children's lives, an entire generation, and make it one of the priorities in your first 100 days in office, then what the hell good are you? What are you there for? Make America great doesn't include children? On every level. And it's going to be, we're going to find out about this Trump administration too sweet. And it's going to be all this, and what did Snowden say? Why are you guys so putting so much emphasis on who's president? That's not going to be what the problem. I mean, that was the whole point he's making. You're making a mistake right there. So you're right. It's going to be all of these people are going to extract themselves from just knowledge. And this is what the very thing that I was most afraid of, Kent, is that after this election, if Trump won, they're going to see the system worked. And I go, really? How do we determine that? Well, yeah. You know, this is a perfect issue. And, you know, and it's going to be, I mean, how many months? How many far in the session? Is it going to go into April? Is it going to be in the first 100 days? Is it going to be this first year of a two-year, you know, session? Is it going, or term, that for the congressman? Is it going to be this one? Oh, we added one more. Now we got 14 congressmen out of 435. We got, you know, you see my point? I'm just like, I'm not going to be satisfied. I mean, there's
And Ernie, I am not going to count on government to do anything. I mean, that's why I wrote the book. That's why I'm doing all these interviews, because the critical thing that needs to happen is people need to buy my book, read it. They need to watch Vaxxed, get that, talk about it. They need to be driving this conversation, because if the people are informed, I think that they're going to be an unstoppable force.
I agree. So talk about...
I do not trust politicians. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I'm putting these articles out saying Trump met with us, because I want to hold their feet to the fire.
All right.
You know, my article on Trump.
Hold how. I want to hear more about the book, and we can go into the break for the archive. But I'm like, you know, hold them to the fire. How's this book do that? What's the ammunition in there that we need to get your book?
Well, the ammunition is just all the government records looking at vaccines and autism would show that there is a link. People need to know that. They need to know that William Thompson, a senior CDC scientist, wrote a confession, for God's sakes, saying, we changed the data. I mean, there is no greater sin in science than changing your data, than hiding data. So that's why I say science has lost its soul. That's why I called the book that, because science has lost its soul. When science lies about important information, it has no soul. It's not science. It's politics.
Always politics.
And that should terrify anybody who cares about truth, about science, about the health of our society. And we need to stand up and we need to demand that the truth be told.
I'm glad that you're doing it, Kent. I tell you, the one thing that you want to set me off, man, is when people start going, oh, see, I met with a congressman. You know how many times the death of a movement starts with that statement, okay? You know, I met, this congressman said, and the candidate or whatever they said. And they promised, and pinky swore, and all kinds of crap. And I'm going, you know, why are you wasting a moment? You should write book 2. I mean, you know, you'll get the book out, give me the digital format of the book, and I'll plagiarize and pirate the crap out of your book like I did Vaxxed.
Yeah.
Now, you know I will, too. Yeah. I'll do it. You know, don't test me.
If you're looking for work.
There we go. All right. Well, I just wanted to help get, you know, the word in of damn. You know, I do not, success is not measured by how many congressmen vote for whatever. It's them, it's the people creating a parade that all the congressmen jump in front of. Oh, pick me. I've always been, shut up, you know? So, and Trump gets a limited time. He can do all his crap, blah, 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 don't care. And the first 100 days, because what's going to happen? They're going to be horse trading every little thing he's got on somebody or something. Like the Clinton administration, they got the FBI files on everybody and did and kind of, you know, who's the perverts and we can squeeze for whatever and get and whatever. And I'm going, Trump going to have the same thing, but what does he want? He'll trade all this for whatever it is that he wants. Yeah. And they go, we started doing the Trump report every Thursday, done hundreds of hours of this. And the thing was, is that I'm going, all right, Trump got what he wanted. What's that? I have no idea, but I guarantee he got what he wanted, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what is it? I don't know. You know, make America great, whatever the hell that means. You know, and if it does not include this, it does not include the helpless, it does not include the unaware, it does not include the uneducated, the misinformed, the most vulnerable victim, the children. If it doesn't include that, then what the fuck good are you? I'm so sick of, but people and kind of, because I've been through this before, Kent. It's always this. It's always, we're starting to make headway. No, you're not. They just, I'm going not headway for the next million kids.
Yeah.
So you let me know what I can. We're doing our own stuff here in Arizona. I'm going to show you how it's done, man. We're just going to be butt heads about it, you know? But and I can make use of your material if I could have it, you know, to promote it and do it. If you can get me a banner ad, hell, I'll put it up on the site.
Okay. And
Donna, send him.
What's your address for me to send you a copy of the book?
It's at the bottom of Freedom's Phoenix, any of the pages. It's right at the bottom of every page.
Okay.
You know, Westport of Prince Glendale there. You'll see it. Everybody's like, God, you put your home address out in front of everybody? I go, yeah, all the bad guys know where I live. Some good people know where I live, too. And people just show up. Hey, what's up, man? I hear you have aquaponics.
Ernie, I just really have to tell you, I love talking to you because you've been through this stuff. So I don't care if you tell me that, that what I'm thinking is wrong because you know what you're talking about.
Well, I know that you're supportive of, this getting, you got to play politics, for lack of a better term, and dealing with it. But I'm like, I really encourage people. By the time a politician is calling you, it's a control mechanism of steam valve, a block of votes that they can get that nobody else is getting, that they can negotiate and trade for something else or something. And you get all these disappointed meetings. You get to the meeting and they go, well, we couldn't. We were this close and almost, and next time, and if only. And it was this other guy's fault for Ernie for yelling about whatever and caused something. Who gives a crap? And I'm just going, no, that's not where it's always in the minds of the populace and the people. That's what I'm seeing happening. That's why these people are running and jumping in front of, we want to whatever. But they're doing a holding action. They're controlling it. They're holding it off as long as they can because they're going to come at us from the states. It's going to be mandated. It's going to be just like California. And I can see it. I don't even have to look at Arizona. I already know that they got legislation ready to drop. Yeah. I already know it. I don't even got to look. So what do I do? Now I'm going to be messing with them? Screw them. Yeah. I want the people to know, whoever did that, bad guy, and the person that lobbied and did and paid money, bad guy, and the people that are behind you, bad guy, they're back, bad guy. We're surrounded by bad guys.
Yep.
So I'm Gunner's first mate. Yep, asshole. Major asshole. How many assholes are on this place? I'm surrounded by assholes. Spaceballs thing. But I want to help. I mean, but I really want to help, not cosmetic bullshit, So we're going to go at and we'll try and take care of Arizona and get the awareness out and fertile ground up. But we're dealing with corruption like you wouldn't believe here in Arizona. The only reason Arizona, peaks out a lot of this stuff is that, we do battle with these guys instead of trying to coddle them, So we're going to have some fun. But I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, Kent. I really enjoy talking to you, too.
One of the interesting things is I've just actually been stunned with the overwhelming response I've gotten from radio hosts. This is like nothing I ever expected. I'm probably going to do, I think, anywhere from 70 to 80 radio shows.
Boom!
In the next four months. So, and this just drives sales. You know, and I kind of think that, you know, I want 100,000, I want 500,000 copies sold, people reading it, people becoming informed and educated. And then,
you know, my thing, I tell you, the one thing that just set me off is when, we want to have this guy testify before Congress. How about having a subpoena honored? How about that? That got lost. We forgot about that part. We just let that off the table. You know, that we got the government, you know, head of some government, the whistleblower saying, you know, we're not going to let him testify, not so much. I'm going, okay, where did that jurisdiction, that claim, that power even come from?
It's you are absolutely right that there is a lawlessness in government that means that the big crooks are just running the show.
Yep. And we're letting, you know, I in the first hour I'd talk about, you know, this child prostitution ring of scumbag evil, whatever the heck that's going on, this Pizzagate thing and the Clinton Foundation letters. I don't know if you've heard anything about that, but it's becoming a big deal. And for years, you know, this always keeps raising its head, you know, from the Franklin scandals back in the early 90s on 80s and on the end of, you know, it's always there. And you start seeing the overlap of these very people, and here comes Podesta, the head of, kind of, you know, and Clinton, and, you know, of course, you know, because they're this mindset. They have this kind of control deep in our government. They're controlling it. And I'm just going, this is so, so bad. And my children, one of my sons, 28, two boys, two girls. When Donna and I found out this, we were 28, two boys, two girls. And I go, son, you know, you're at the age of realizing how bad these guys are, right? And look where it sent us.
Yeah.
You know, and folk, I can tell you, you know, things not to do. Yeah. Don't believe anything that these guys say and focus on the light and what their proper role is. And when you deviate from that, like the subpoena thing, when you get away from that, when you get away from why are they even freaking there, the justification to exist, when you get away from that, you know, then you already lost.
Yeah.
I got to get the Judy, man. Hey, thanks for spending time with me. We'll be doing this again after you got some time on the road with it.
Thanks a lot.
All right, peace, brother. Bye.
Bye.